Thank you very much, so much, so very much.
Independent Radio. And here we are, live from Grumpy's, as promised, about 10 minutes late, but that's what you get when you play an 18-minute long Dave Matthews Band song. So it is 4:10 on a Thursday. It is that week we have been waiting for a long time. It is time for Sports Talk Live, right here on Live 95. And I think I'm supposed to be playing some music, like We Will Rock You in the background. So since I'm new at this and not a professional, I'm going to go start that music. So like I said, here we are live at Grumpy downtown, right next to the Civic Center. And it's time for Sports Talk Live with your hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes, and whoever else walks through the door at Grumpy's Down Under. We've already got about 10 or 15 people here right now. This program is brought to you in part by People's Bank. They bring you Where is Moolah, and they're actually here to tell you more about that right now. So now, without further delay, as I carry the mic back, here is Jason Spiegel.
Thank you, Jay, and welcome everyone to Grumpy's. Today we've been talking about waiting on, and of course, football tonight. It's off of KCNM, South Carolina, at 5 p.m. Local time. Before we do anything else, we want to pay a special thank you to People's Bank. And with us today, to get us started, Jimmy Cockrell, who is instrumental in making all this happen, responsible for Where is Moolah and many other things that we've talked about many times on the show. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jason. Glad to be here. Glad to be with you guys.
Jimmy, me and Ronnie have talked several times as we brought up Moolah and the People's Bank support of the program and local athletics. And we remembered back to when People's Bank paid the entry for everyone at the county tournament. Tell us a little bit about why it's so important for People's Bank to back local athletics like you do.
Well, People's Bank is actively involved in youth in general. We've got a financial education program known as Moolah U that we, over the last year and a half, have rolled out in pretty much every Coleman City and Coleman County schools. It's been over 40 schools that we've rolled that out. And then, of course, this partnership that we created with you guys, Sports Talk Live, we feel like is great for our local youth as well. And that is People's Bank sponsoring youth as athletics. And so I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I played three sports in high school and played baseball at West Alabama, and I've been involved with the FCA and various organizations, and it's local businesses like Grumpy's, your company, Spiegel Contracting, People's Bank. They are the major catalyst through their support and sponsorship that help make these type of things a success. So it's very important to our bank to do that.
Hey, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it, folks. Those of you, wow, I am deaf now, but for those of you that haven't heard, Ronnie and I went in and talked to Jimmy, and there was no hesitation. As soon as Jimmy and the folks at People's Bank heard that they were going to be supporting local athletics, the local kids, getting more exposure to these guys, and the local coaches jumped right on it. Jimmy, to tell you the truth, I was surprised at how fast y'all moved on it. And to be honest about it, after y'all took that, there was another bank that I had talked to come back. One of those spots, but I think we've got the right partnership here with People's Bank. And once again, thank you for everything that y'all do for our show and local kids and local athletics. But I can't let you off that easy. We're going to talk a little Auburn, Alabama. I know you're a Bama fan, and Ronnie's a Bama fan, so I've listened to it all year. But tell me right now, setting at Grumpy's on August the 28th, who do you see as the final four teams in the playoffs?
Well, I have got down here on my list, spot number one will be determined by the winner of Alabama and Auburn. I think it's highly unlikely that both teams will get an invitation. I think that you will have to have both of them go undefeated and have a similar outcome that you had last year for both of them to get an invitation. But I think the winner of that game is going to go on and win the SEC, and they'll be invited. I obviously think Florida State is going to be there, and I think they will be there playing for the national championship again. I don't see anybody in the ACC stopping them. I like UCLA, Oregon, and Stanford out west, but if I had to pick one of them, I'm going to go with Stanford. They play the SEC style of play. And then the fourth spot is going to be occupied by Oklahoma. My wife and I visited the Sugar Bowl last year, and we all saw how that turned out for Alabama. So, you know, they're a very impressive team. I'm going to say they have zero shot of winning the national championship. But I do think that they'll make the Final Four just due to the fact that Baylor is down just a little bit. Texas has got issues, and really the only team to deal with is Oklahoma State. So it's really going to come down to them and Baylor to knock Oklahoma off that pedestal. So that's my four.
Hey, I like those picks. I think the first time I'd heard Stanford, but as you said, Stanford, a great team, and it seems to be the same three teams, and then that fourth team is just a guess in the dark, I guess you would say. But who do you see coming out of the SEC East? We think it's going to be Auburn, Alabama, one of those two representing the West. Who do you see coming out of the East to play in that championship game?
I think that game's going to be determined by South Carolina and Georgia. I think if Georgia can beat Clemson early in the season, that will obviously get them jump-started. And then, of course, South Carolina's got their hands full tonight. But I think the winner of that game will be playing against the winner of Alabama and Auburn for the SEC championship.
Yeah,
so if I had to pick, I'm going to go with Georgia.
Yeah, I started out leaning South Carolina, but I think I'm swapping it over to the Georgia Bulldogs too. I don't know why, but I think Georgia's going to be there. This is going to be Mark Richt's year to get once again to the championship. Once again, I think he'll be the
game. I agree. I can agree with you more.
I know you're in a hurry. One or two more things before you go. Jimmy's got to go to the soccer field, I think, this afternoon, and not only support local kids, but support your own.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about soccer in Cullman.
Well, a couple of things. We all know about AYSO. That's the local park and rec league that is here in Cullman, and two of my children are involved with that. But one thing I wanted to mention, my daughter Caitlin is here tonight, and she plays for the Cullman River City United Raptors, and they've got a U11 and a U10 girls travel club soccer team that they're involved with, and next year they'll be moving into U12, and we're trying to develop the girls to where they're going to be a pipeline into Cullman High School or other high schools here in Cullman City and County, and so they're going to have tryouts next spring, so we'd love for other girls who are interested to try and make that leap from rec ball into a higher caliber, I guess you would say. But Jacob Brown and Greg Brown, who are the Cullman High School coaches, they are the coaches of the team. So we'd love for, you know, any support we can get in those programs.
You know, soccer really catching on. I know nothing about soccer. Watched the World Cup of the United States this year and actually got interested in it. I went into it with a negative attitude, I guess you would say. But after you watch it, and kind of find out what's going on, it is an interesting sport. And then you have to be athletic.
Absolutely. Definitely. You have to run a lot. And I think the only reason I know the game, when I was I started out playing baseball when I was 8 years old, but I also played soccer for the first 2 years before I got into football. I started football at 10. So for some reason, when I was 8, 9, I actually remember the rules and started coaching my kids. I've been doing that for about 6 years now. And we've been pretty successful with it. This is a sport that I love to go out there and watch my kids. As a sports enthusiast and fan, not so much. You know, I can't follow it as well as I do your football, basketball, and baseball. But obviously with my kids and local kids here in Cullman, I can appreciate it for sure.
Okay, only two more things, and I'm going to let you get to soccer. I know I said two a while ago, but things just keep popping in my mind. So, number one, and this is going to be a crazy question. Have you had a chance to hear our out in left field news?
Not yet.
You need to catch that sometime. We'll be doing it today. It's the first time in a while we've been able to do it.
All the shows are on demand. Listen to them anytime.
Got it. We highlight some of the brightest individuals in the United States, and that's why it's called out in left field. But I just wanted to talk to you about it. But if you haven't heard it, we'll move on. Once again, thank you, Jimmy. Thanks, People's Bank, everything you've done for us and continue to do for county athletics. And just wrap it up here, I guess, and you can get to soccer and anything else you'd like to say before you go.
Well, I just want to say to you and Ronnie, thank you for having me and your entire team. Y'all have done a wonderful job getting this kicked off. And People's Bank looks forward to a long and lasting partnership together. So, thank you for having me.
Okay, Jay, if you'll take us to a break, we'll let Jimmy slide out of here. And
I want to add that you and Ron, you're volunteers. You're not paid for this show. This is a community effort.
That's right.
So it was the feedback.
Hey, anybody that wants to make a donation to me or Ronnie can do so, though. We'll get that address later. So. Have you got us a break? We're working on a break, folks. Until then.
Pancake cookies, pancake baker, you're a famous man.
Well, all I do is bake them just as good as I can.
What did you seek for Mr. Pancake
Man? A sample of them, ladies, one from each pan.
Children start shoving, there's more in the oven. Hey, Mom!
Put patty cake cookies on your shopping list.
Oatmeal, chocolate chip, and sugar mist. I'm seeing varieties on your market shelf.
Why, they're so good, you're lucky I don't eat them all myself.
Pancake cookies.
Blue cellophane package, you can see what you buy.
What makes the taste of good baby pan?
Well, to tell the truth, I sample them, two from each pan.
We toast them crisp, we toast them light, you can tell by the taste we toast them. They're a tasty treat, so good to eat, delicious and light from toasting.
Budweiser commercial featuring the crew cut.
Where there's life, there's fun. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go. Budweiser beer is for folks to know where there's life.
Okay, welcome everyone back to Grumpy's Down Under for Sports Talk Live, and now sitting side by side, I might add, my co-host Ronnie Barnes.
Yeah, don't read too much into that.
Hey, folks, if you come in and see this, it's nothing that goes on after the show.
this is for the show only.
Yeah. Hey, Ronnie, before we get kicked off here, remind everyone about the ESPN Pick'em and the chance to pick up some more freebies.
Yeah, we will. We will talk about this all through. We'll talk about this all through the show today. If you would go to ESPN, click on Fantasy and Games, type in Sports Talk Live 95.5, and then you can play along with us. You can select games for the week. I think there's 10, Jason, and we're going to keep a running total at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points naturally will be the overall winner, and there'll be a prize for them. So. But if you don't have an ESPN account, it's no big deal. You can set one up. It's very simple. It doesn't cost a dime. And just set up an account, look for Sports Talk Live, pick the games, and then play along with us. I think we've got, 15 people or so, so we'd like to get, 25 or 30 to play it. So just sign on and play along with us.
Good deal. Freebies being given out there. Like Ronnie said, all you have to do is sign up. For the folks that are just coming in, if you look out on the back deck, there is cornhole boards. Make yourself. Time out. The table is moving on. During the show. Make yourself at home to the cornhole boards. Later on, there will be a tournament here at Grumpy's. I guess it will be crowned Grumpy's Champion.
Grumpy's Champ, yeah. That has a nice ring to it.
Ronnie will be throwing for the first time.
Never played before. What do you play the 21?
Played the 21, and it's not win by two. Just whoever gets the 21 is the winner.
I got
kinda
you.
Kind of like Auburn was last year.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you too. You had to bring that up.
Oh yeah, it's always going to come up.
Yeah, exactly.
Later on in the show, we've got Moolah clues coming up after this segment. We'll talk a little Texas A&M South Carolina just before the game. We have trivia questions to win prizes. I think Eddie and Sheila will be in the house at some point. We may put them on and let them have at it.
That would be interesting, that's for sure.
We will release our high school football rankings for the first time. Might be a few surprises in that, and best of out in left field. You need to hang around for that.
Yeah, that's always an interesting segment. I guarantee you, I know one of them is going to be on there.
Hey, also, college football predictions. We'll give out this weekend's predictions. And we have somewhat of a celebrity in the house. Whether Cindy Wilson has made her way, and I think she's already walking around looking for moonlight.
She is. She's already scoping it out.
Cindy, have you already found it?
She's already pointing in the direction where it is, or where she thinks it is.
She thinks she's got it.
Yeah, she thinks she's got it before she gets a clue.
Okay, running deep. We talked about it earlier in the week. Texas A&M, South Carolina tonight. Ole Miss, Boise State later. Which one of those games are you interested in?
Well, naturally, the one I look forward to seeing is Texas A&M, South Carolina over Boise and Ole Miss. Or then we also have Temple plays Vandy after the Texas A&M, South Carolina game on the SEC Network. So the first one's one I'm interested in, one at 5 o'clock.
I am interested in it, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the Rebels and Boise State, and you know why.
Yeah, I know, because you think Ole Miss is the second coming, and you've also predicted them to beat Alabama. But I'm afraid that's going to burst your bubble when they play.
I guess it would be the third coming, because Alabama fans have already crowned Nick Saban as the second coming.
Well, absolutely.
And Ole Miss would have to be the third coming.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, when I tell Ole Miss is going to win, you know it's got to be an honest opinion, because I'm not an Ole Miss fan. I just see Alabama going down to Ole Miss.
That's what you hope.
Hey, y'all, must smile.
That's what you hope happens, Jason, is Ole Miss beats Alabama.
Here is a fast trivia question for a few people we've got here right now. Later on, it'll be a little more competitive.
All right, you're playing trivia right now for anybody here.
Trivia right now for anybody here. Give me the name, and you've got 10 seconds. We can't let you Google it. Give me 10 seconds to give me the name of Ole Miss starting quarterback.
Ole Miss starting quarterback, 10 seconds.
So,
do I need to count it down? 10?
Yeah, count it down.
9? 8, you got to yell it out. 7,
Hold your 6, hand up or yell it out.
5,
starting
4,
miss.
3, 2, 1. Nobody knows.
No winner.
What does that tell you?
Hey, that tells me what? Ole Miss is going to surprise a lot.
That tells me all I need to know right there. When nobody knows Ole Miss starting quarterback, and you're picking Ole Miss to beat Alabama.
Nobody knows Alabama's starting quarterback.
That is a good
point.
That's a legitimate point. That is a legitimate point. We need to move on. You got me right there.
Let's give out a moolah clue right quick before we move on. Right?
Oh, you want to start? Okay, a moolah clue.
No, this is not going to help. Cindy, moolah is hidden somewhere in this building. Somewhere in the building.
Yeah, and that is sponsored by People's Bank.
No doubt about it.
Without People's Bank, there is no moolah.
Hey, we've already given away $75 this week.
Yeah.
That's a $25 giveaway.
And that's free money from People's that you don't have to borrow from them, right? Yeah, that makes it even better.
No interest on that.
No interest? Well, you know. Hey, that's a sweet deal. Hey, a special thanks to People's Bank for sponsoring that segment, too.
Honey, I know you're dying to go over this because of where Alabama's at. So
yeah.
Go ahead, let's go
well,
over.
Well, I am, but I want to do something else
okay.
here. As we know,
is it Alabama related?
Oh, this is Coleman County.
Okay.
As we know, we got high school football. Some started last week. Most everybody starts this week. However, we also have today is the opening day for the Coleman, or actually for the state, but for girls volleyball throughout the state. So today is the first day of competition for volleyball in this county and in this state. So I'm gonna tell real quick who's playing whom today.
And I'm going to pick the winner. I have no idea about any of them, but I'm going to pick
the winner. I got you. Okay, the first game, Addison's playing at Hartsell.
Addison wins over a much bigger school than Addison. Hard to beat.
Addison over Hartsell in volleyball. Then you got Cold Springs at Curry.
Cold Springs beats Curry.
Naturally. Good Hope and St. Bernard are playing at Hansville, so it's a tri-match. There's three of them.
This one's going to be ugly, and Good Hope will win this one.
Probably so. Then you got Holly Pond against Vinemont.
Holly Pond will win this one, and that one could be much the same as the one before that.
Okay. And then the last one for today, West Point and Fayetteville are playing at Decatur Heritage. That's another tri-match.
West Point wins this one.
West Point, the winner of this tri-match. Hey, that's the local sports that's going on today in Cullman County because volleyball has, I don't guess you would say kicked off, but volleyball season has started.
When volleyball started, what do you call it?
I don't know.
They serve off.
Then kick, that's not kicked off, so I don't know what you call it when volleyball starts, but today is the first day for volleyball.
Okay, I'm going to go out on the back deck and play a little cornhole while you talk about college football rankings.
You want to.
The only reason he brought this up is Alabama is ranked one or two in all of it, probably one in all of it, but he wouldn't be talking about.
And there is a reason why Alabama's ranked one or two in everything. Okay. This is a report that is off of ESPN. Anybody can look at it. And there was five guys who had five categories and then graded each school. The categories are coaching, talent, recruiting, title, power. Okay. So you've got those five categories. They give them a grade on a scale of 10 and then they, you know, double that or they turn it into 100. Okay. So, this year they ranked the top 25 colleges. I will not go through all 25. There's no need. However, the number one team, and what this panel is saying is that over the next 3 years, these schools or this school will win more college football games than anybody else. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. The UNO number one team through all these five categories that will win the most games in the next 3 years is the University of Alabama.
That's a shocker, running.
I know it is. It's the truth, though.
We'll see you after Ole Miss game.
Yeah, Alabama. So that is the number one ranked team who will win the most games over the next 3 years. That's number one. And I won't go through all of them. Number two, you want to guess? You're looking at it.
I would have guessed that one anyway.
Okay.
But I would have them probably at number one.
Yeah, sure you would. Number two is Florida State. Number three is everybody's favorite probably in the state of Alabama, Ohio State Buckeyes, Urban Meyer. He's very popular in the state of Alabama. Number four, LSU Tigers. Number five, and this is where Jason, you know, this will make you feel better, Jason. The Auburn Tigers rank number five in the I really appreciate that. Auburn Tigers ranked number five of all the 125 FBS teams. They say they will win as number five. They will be the fifth winningest team over the next 3 years.
That.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah, it does. Even with Alabama at one, I'll still take five.
That's right, and you'd be proud of it. Quickly, then six, USC.
You know what you sounded like just then?
What?
You know how when your kids come in and they get the red ribbon or they get maybe third place in the track meet and there was only four kids in it, and you tell them, you know, be proud of being third place.
Yeah.
Be proud of being number five.
That's right. You know, hey, but there's more than four or five people playing in
this.
True. But I know what you're talking about because that has happened with my kids too. They come in next to last or whatever. Number seven, Oklahoma Sooners. Number eight, Georgia Bulldogs. Number nine, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I know that's very popular here. And number 10 is the Texas Longhorns. Those 10 schools, as they predict, will win the most games in the next 3 years in college football.
You never believe this, but we now have a guest mic.
Hey, sweet.
That's awesome. I can use that right here.
Yeah, that's right. That'll work right there.
Since we're not in the studio, I can tell you it's time for another break if you want to take it.
Okay. Hey, all right, Jay.
Right before we go to a break, let me give this out, Jay. Real fast. Trivia.
What was that? Going to give me some money? Yeah, I'll take some of that.
Fighting song trivia. First person to name the team that this song belongs to will win a cup or something off the table. I'll pick something out during the break. But first person to yell it out.
Team fighting song. Of course, Roll Tide.
We've got a winner, Alabama. Okay, Jay, take us away. I hated to play that.
You can play it again before the night's over.
I probably will play it several times.
Yeah, I know you will. Great.
Times two beans is four beans.
Nescafe uses lots more beans.
10 beans times four beans, and add three more beans.
Make 43 rich coffee beans.
Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of Nescafe, real coffee beans. That's all there is in Nescafe, 43 beans in every cup. Make Nescafe the all coffee instant coffee. With the left have another cup.
Extra bean means extra flavor. Today's Nescafe goes all the way for flavor with 43 choice beans in every cup.
You boys and girls won't object to Groves emulsified nose drops. There's nothing unpleasant about them. They don't run out of your nose and make you messy. They don't run down the back of your throat and make you sickish. What's more, they don't burn or sting the inside of your nose. They quickly check a head cold and yet do it in a nice way. These nose drops are something brand new and a big improvement on old-fashioned oil drops. Mother is interested in getting results when you have a cold in the head, and she'll get results much faster with Groves emulsified nose drops. In every section of the country, Groves emulsified nose drops are selling at an amazing rate. That's because they are better in every way. Tell Mother to procure a bottle at the corner drugstore. Groves emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon Mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Groves emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind because you get more for your money and because you can use less. Ask Mother to get a bottle today.
Sports Talk Live. Got a little something. Eddie Gwynn, I think, may be headed this way. So, Eddie, if you're listening, got a little something for you. If somebody can tell me who that song belongs to, you're a winner. Technical difficulty. Who said Tennessee? Okay. We've got a winner at the next break, we'll get you something. So
that's
you know where I live.
That's Tennessee Volunteers.
Tennessee Volunteers.
Old Rocky Top. You hadn't heard much of that last few years.
No, not much of it at all. Thank you, Jake. We had a little technical problem, and we still have a little technical problem.
Yeah, you're just going to have to.
Anyway, we're
yeah,
East Tennessee.
Hey, if somebody can tell me the name of Tennessee's head football coach. Tennessee Volunteers head football coach. I coach you a lot, too.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows the University of Tennessee's head football coach. Trivia question one that nobody knows. All right, I got you one right here. Here's another trivia question. University of Alabama in 1992 won the national championship. This is an easy one. Who was the head coach of University of Alabama in 1992? You have. Exactly. Where'd that one come from?
Who said that? We can't say that.
Gene Stallings, absolutely. Got a winner on the trivia.
Come back to the table and just pick you out.
Get you something off the table.
Hey, not long running for Texas A&M, South Carolina. You want to go ahead and give us your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, win? Sure, that's fine. Texas A&M, any of those. Texas A&M, that's why people will be coming in. They're playing at 5 o'clock against South Carolina. Here's why I think Texas A&M will not win the game, Jason, okay? Which that kind of gives it away who I think will win it.
Yeah, that's not hard to figure
that's
out.
That's not hard to figure. It doesn't take a rocket scientist for that one. Texas A&M will not win the football game. Here's why. Number one reason, they don't have Johnny Manziel anymore. That's obvious, too. But did you know, with the passing yards for Texas A&M, they had 4,500 for the season. He had 4,100 of those.
Wow.
Rushing, they rushed for 2,400 yards. He rushed for 760 yards.
That's pretty much
for Texas A&M. They lost their leading receiver, the Evans kid, about 6'7", 6'8", a former basketball player. He had 69 receptions, averaged 20 yards. He is now in the NFL. Those are reasons why you won't win, right?
That's good enough.
Yeah, but I got one more. Texas A&M's defense, out of 124 SEC schools, they finished 121st.
They were bad.
They gave up 476 yards per game.
That's pretty weak.
So I'm going to take Texas A&M. I'm going to take South Carolina.
For all those reasons. Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'm taking South Carolina to win that game.
Here's my thoughts. Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel, they've got something to prove. South Carolina coming in. Hey. Steve Spurrier, been known to have the big head. I think he's got the big head about this team.
Don't tell me you're going to.
Bob Stoops, look a lot. Not look a lot, act a lot.
Act a lot.
I think Texas A&M comes into this game, running with a chip on their shoulder, and South Carolina beats them 3 touchdowns. No, I think really 2 touchdowns.
Two touchdowns?
South Carolina wins big. And it's probably not even going to be that close.
It's probably not.
Up,
well, I have to take South Carolina because I've got South Carolina. I have picked South Carolina to win the East, so I kind of have to pick them. But that, to me, that's an easy pick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's simple.
I think South Carolina's trouble comes when they play the Bulldogs.
Oh.
You're swapped over. I'm on the Bulldog wagon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You have switched to a Georgia Bulldog fan?
I like the mascot.
You like them? Yeah. Yeah, I remember the year they nearly bit that receiver from Auburn. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that well. He does, too.
That's why you like it, don't you?
Hey, as far as the percentage of Alabama-Auburn fans, what do you say to state? How do you divide it?
Alabama-Auburn's fans?
Honestly, not giving me a crazy Alabama answer. But
I won't. I'll give you a truthful answer. My truth.
Yeah.
Alabama fans, Auburn fans. The percentage, 55-45.
Oh, I think it's closer than I thought. I'm saying 65
over 65.
Maybe
60-40. 60-40? Okay, it may be.
Hey, if you're here and you're an Alabama fan, give us a roll tide.
Roll tide!
There you go.
Okay, if you're here and you're an Auburn fan, let's hear a War Eagle.
War Eagle!
I think Auburn fans are a little bit louder, but I think there's...
I knew you were going to say that. It would have nothing to do that you're sitting there with an Auburn shirt and an Auburn hat.
How about this? If you think Alabama will cover the point spread, everybody thinks they're going to win. If you think Alabama will cover the point spread, give us a roll tide. Nobody thinks they're going to cover
the point. They don't know what the point spread is.
Okay, if you think Auburn will cover the point spread, give us a war eagle. Nobody thinks either one of them is going to cover.
Maybe they think they're both going to get beat.
chance Alabama or Auburn goes down?
First game?
First game.
No, no chance.
I don't think so.
Zero.
We're getting turned up here, folks.
No, there's no chance Auburn or Alabama gets beat.
I don't think so either.
No.
What you got on your plate, right?
That's what I'm looking at.
Hey, folks, reminder, if you're coming up or you've just arrived, cornhole boards out on the deck, be welcome to go out and play, throw a few bags. We're going to tournament together later on. Hard to do it and do this at the same time, but be warm enough. And Ronnie and I will take on all comers later. Ronnie flipping the pages, seeing what he's got on the agenda.
That's all right.
I sound real loud in this.
That's all right. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt anybody's ears. Hey, you gonna do a moolah?
Yeah, let's do a for real moolah clue.
Okay.
If you see me and Ronnie, the chances are you can see moolah. So if you see me or Ronnie, the chances are you can see moolah.
And the money, it is hid. It's a sponsor of People's Bank, and it's $25.
$25.
$25 to the winner.
Thanks to People's Bank.
So that's the first clue. The first clue is Jason said, if you can see us, then the moolah is probably not too far away.
That's right. I'll give you a clue. It's not on this table. So,
that's right.
Even though you would never find it if it was on this table. Hey, Ronnie, let's talk a little bit about high school football. I know we got that later on. We're going to give our rankings.
Yeah.
Coming up this weekend, who do you see winning? Who do you see maybe going down the first weekend?
Well, you want to do all of them?
Let's do all of them.
Okay.
You call them out. Give me your thoughts, and I'm probably going to disagree.
Okay, I'll have to put my glasses on. Because I can't see.
I had some of those one time.
I may not can see with them on. It's dark.
Hey, folks, let me tell this story since he's here. I don't mind telling it. My brother-in-law, Donald Bailey, I don't know what eye doctor he went to see, but he bought the best eyeglasses you will ever get. If you see him, you need to ask him about that, because he bought that pair of eyeglasses, wore them one time, and never had to wear them again.
He was cured.
Yeah, those glasses cured his vision.
Miraculous healing.
I didn't want to spend the amount of money it took to buy a real set of glasses, so I went and bought some reading glasses.
Yeah.
Done them the same way.
Did he may have gone to a tent revival and got healed. That's what the old-fashioned tent revival.
Snake handling.
Snake handling. I don't want any part of that. Hey, I think Jay's going to take us to a break here in about, 1 minute, Jay? So we'll do the high school picks a little bit later. That work?
That'll work.
That's great.
That'll
so work. Again, Jason, give them the moolah clip.
Moolah. If you can see Ronnie and myself, you can see. If you can't see moolah, you will see where it is hidden, and it's not too far away from us.
It's behind you.
We've got a winner. We've got a winner, and I should have knew Cindy would have been close by once.
Well, there you go.
As soon as we go to a break, I'll give you the money for that. So the money's not in there.
My niece.
It's her niece that won it. So keep it in the family.
She's training her.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's training her like, we used to train bird dogs.
Hey, I've never seen anything like it.
Cindy's a hound, isn't she? Oh, my goodness. She's going to.
Let me tell folks, if you're listening out in town, don't have a lot going on tonight, stop by Grumpy's Down Under.
Absolutely.
It's starting to get a few more to trickle in. I think before tonight's over, we're going to have a good crowd, people getting off work. Come by, eat a little, drink a little, throw a little cornhole.
Throw it, yeah.
And here are rankings. I'm sure there are going to be some disagreements with that.
Oh, of course. No question. So, hey, come, like Jason said, come join us at Grumpy's. It's going to be a good crowd if you're already here. So, if you're out there and listening on the radio, come join us here. You'll have a good time at Grumpy's.
All right, folks, time to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Make us strong and it takes the job. Hooray! It's good for growing, baby.
This is Sandy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
Headset on.
Hey, it's on.
Hey, man, there you are.
Okay, we've got Jessica who just claimed $30.
Technical difficulties, and what do? You go politic.
Yeah. Right, you got to make points here. Talking to Eddie Gwynn, who has been known to give people a hard time about Alabama and Auburn, but
it's all in fun.
Anyway, Jessica, step in here where you can hit this microphone. Tell everybody your name and where you're from.
Jessica from Good Hope.
From Good Hope?
Yes.
Okay. Jessica, Alabama or Auburn fan? Gotta know.
Alabama.
Alabama, bless your heart.
How about what was that again? She was what?
Alabama.
Oh, in Alabama. That's what I thought you said.
And you're kin to Cindy?
I am.
Did she teach you how to find moolah?
She did. Sorry.
I think she's trained. She's trained you quite well.
I know you don't want to say a whole lot, so I appreciate you coming, appreciate you finding the money, and at least Cindy didn't get it, so don't let her take it away from
That's
you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Roll Tide to that.
Hey,
what could be better than an Alabama fan taking $25 out of your pocket?
That will be the first money that Alabama fans took out of my pocket.
I hope they take some more out of it this year, too.
Honey, you got some trivia? No. You're sitting there looking at a computer screen and you don't have trivia.
I do not.
Oh, me. We'll talk about something. We're supposed to have the trivia up and running. We're going to go high school football. If
All
you
right.
Run. Let's
That's
go
fine.
High school football.
You got it. You probably have to call them out.
Okay.
High school football
predictions
for this year or for this week.
August 29th. Good Hope, Cordova. At home.
I think Good Hope. Cordova's been awful the last few years.
I think Good Hope wins that one by at least three touchdowns.
We played Cordova when I was at Vimont a few years ago, and they absolutely annihilated us over there. The next year, I don't think they won a football game.
You know, and the good thing about Cordova, we can talk about them because odds are nobody listens.
Nobody from Cordova can hear it. Nobody knows anything about it. You're exactly right. Cordova's bad.
Interesting game. Huntsville Bulldogs, Fairview Aggies.
That will be a good one. As a matter of fact, Tommy and Jason will be broadcasting that game live. That is at Fairview tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So if you guys are around, you want to hear a game, tune those guys in. If you can't hear it on the radio, you can hook up through your internet or your iPhone and listen to the game. So that should be a good one tomorrow.
And Fairview. Tommy, it's not his first rodeo.
No. He's done this before. He's not like you and I. But I will take Fairview winning.
Fairview winning.
It'll be close. I'll take Fairview.
I'm going to go opposite way on this one. I think Haskell's going to continue their streak from last year and win this one.
I figured you would.
Hey, I like to disagree with you whenever I can.
I know, which is about all the time.
Holly Pond at Brindley Mountain.
Holly Pond at Brindley Mountain. I'm going to take Holly Pond this year. They're going to get their first win.
I'm going to say only because Holly Pond didn't win last year any.
No, Holly Pond didn't win a game last year.
I think Brindley Mountain gets the win.
Well, I can understand why you say that, but I think Holly Pond's going to be much better. I think Coach Bates he's proven that he can win. You know, he's a longtime coach here in Coleman, very successful. He also won a state championship at St. Paul's. Do you know who his quarterback was?
I have no idea.
His quarterback was A.J. McCarron.
Well.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I like it.
So Vinemont, I take Holly Pond.
Vinemont at Addison. I know this is a tough pick.
This is a tough pick for me, and because of my loyalties, I'm going to take Vinemont in an upset.
Okay, I'm loyal to Vinemont too, but I'm going to have to say Addison wins. My kids are out of school, so
you don't have any.
Yeah,
well, mine are too, but I take Vinemont. You take Addison.
You drew a paycheck for Vinemont. I did.
I did that.
West Point at Hayden.
I'm going to take West Point. I think they're much better this year. I think they went 4-6, something like that last year. So I'm taking West Point to beat Hayden.
I'm going to go with West Point also on that one. Okay, Cold Springs Eagles at Danville. That game is at Danville.
I will take Cold Springs to beat Danville.
I'm going to go the same way. I think Cold Springs goes 2-0.
Cold Springs will go 2-0. I agree with you there.
Okay, the Coleman Bearcats away at Etowah.
I'll tell you, I'm going to take Coleman. I think Coleman's going to win. I think Coach Britt and his staff will work out some of the issues they may have against ARAP. They've handled Etowah. I think their overall record is like 11-5 against Etowah. They're also a classification larger than Etowah. They're 6A, Etowah's 5A. So I'm going to take Coleman to come back and get a win and be 1-1 after two.
Okay, I'm going to go the same way, Ronnie. I'm going with the Bearcats. To be honest, there's not a lot of easy games on Coleman's schedule, but I think this is one that they can get to win.
Yeah, it's one of those non-region games that you definitely need to win because region wins for Coleman is going to be a challenge. Their region has changed dramatically from the years past. So, you know, they're having to play people. They're having to play people like Athens. Certainly, they still have Hartsell on their schedule. They have Muscle Shoals, Florence. It's going to be tough, but I think they win tomorrow night.
Okay, a lot of good games going on, as we said. Friday Night Live, 95.5, will be broadcasting from Fairview, the Fairview High School game. We're going to get Eddie on the air here. We've got a little more time before break. We'll make sure him and Sheila let them just have the mics
they can
step away.
We'll go out and play cornhole.
Yeah.
I'm sure Eddie will have a few roll tides for you here.
Hey, Eddie is well versed in the old agitation.
Well, you know, you just got to have people like that in sports.
He is definitely conquered. He is good at it.
Hey, you know.
I was at the SEC championship last year and couldn't enjoy myself for getting Facebook messages from Eddie Williams.
Oh, that's good stuff. So.
Hey, here is a trivia question. Everybody here, trivia question. Give me Coleman High School's record against Etowah. Ronnie just said it. So give me Coleman's record against Etowah.
All-time record, Coleman versus Etowah. And I just called it out.
Nobody.
Nobody knows.
How about this one? Give me the Coleman score from last week. If you read the paper, I thought he was Googling it.
I did. He's pulling it up on his phone. Nobody knows the score of Coleman's game last week.
We're going to have to get easier with these trivia questions.
That's it.
Hey, folks, want to remind you, cornhole on the back deck. Be sure to order drinks, eats, and if you get too much, send a little bit of money Ronnie's way.
That's right. We'll take that. Jay, we about ready for a break? All right. Jay will take us to a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
For those who save top and you spend, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stamp, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamp.
So save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And before our drama begins, we would like to suggest that probably you will like White Cane better than any other soap you have ever used. If you have a washing machine, listen. Get some White Cane from your grocer. Put some in your washer. Not so much, mind you, as the soap you've been using. Put in your clothes. Put in the water, but not so hot as the water you thought you had to have to get things clean. Then turn on the power. Run your wash through and just see with your own eyes what happens. We try to make this radio drama thrilling, but honestly, what a thrill you have when you see clothes washed with this different kind of soap. Save on your soap bill. Save on your gas bill. Save on your clothes bill. You say, I love White Cane granulated soap.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP. Coleman.
Okay, welcome back to Sports Talk Live. Lenny, we got a nice crowd coming in. Many people here. It looks like we may get wet.
It looks that way, Jason. Hey, we're... if you're out there and you're listening on the radio and you have nothing to do, swing by, Grumpy's, come in, watch a football game, have something to eat, something to drink, and watch us get wet about 7 o'clock.
Hey, how many people can hear me? Nobody.
Nobody.
Easy question. So let's talk football, buddy.
You got it. What do you want to talk about? This is out of the ordinary for us.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about SEC this weekend. What teams do you see going down? I know we got some SEC teams playing each other. Auburn's not going down. I tell you, he's even Arkansas is going down.
Arkansas is going to be beat by Auburn. I agree with that.
I don't know. LSU, Wisconsin. We've got Ronnie's better half here with us today.
That's right. She came by for a little while. So
I think Wisconsin's got a good shot at beating LSU.
They do. I want to change it. I want to change that just a little bit.
Shoot.
I want to do that in a few minutes. I want to talk about, because all I've heard from you and the Auburn fans is, and talking about their schedule, how difficult Alabama's schedule is, or how difficult Auburn's schedule is compared to how easy Alabama's schedule is. So I want to take that schedule and break it down a little bit, break the schedule down, and let's talk about the schedule between Alabama and Auburn. Can you hear me? Jason, change the
Okay, I'm with you now. So I know you've been wanting to do this for a long time.
I have been wanting to do this for a while, Jason. So I'm
so
going,
go ahead and make it
time,
sound good.
I have spent some time. I have broken down the Alabama and Auburn schedule. Now, I will give you this. There is no question. I agree with you. Auburn's schedule is more difficult than Alabama's schedule. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that their road schedule is more difficult, but I want to see if I can narrow the gap, that it's not as broad as some people think, that Auburn's is extremely difficult. It is, and Alabama's is a cakewalk. Just like you sent me, that you gave me the schedule with the cupcakes in about 3 games.
And it's not only me, Ronnie. It's me and pretty much the rest of the nation, except the Alabama fans.
No, it's not the rest of the nation. But I'm going to see if I can bring that a little bit closer. How about that?
All right, bring it.
Okay. Here's what we know about both teams' schedule. They both play, Alabama and Auburn, play Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas A&M, LSU, Mississippi State, and then they play one another. We all agree on that.
Okay. And I would say Alabama has got a tougher game than Auburn in that situation because Alabama's got to play Auburn. So that does count. That does count a little more for Alabama.
Okay. So that's the way that's the way we're going to play this. Let me change my headset.
Now I'm dead. Okay. We're having a little technical difficulty here, changing out some headsets. Ronnie, can you hear me now?
Just barely.
Hey, I can hear you, so you're good to go on about this Alabama
stuff. Okay,
stuff.
All right. Hey, I feel like a football coach, you know, now with this kind of headset. I feel like I want to call a play of some kind, you know. So, again, the games that Alabama and Auburn have in common, they are Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas A&M, LSU, Mississippi State, Auburn, okay? We can agree with that those games are the same. Now, here is the other meat of the schedule that we want to talk about. Alabama has two more SEC games. They have Florida and they have Tennessee. Auburn has two more SEC games, South Carolina and Georgia. Now, I will give you the kicker in all of this is South Carolina. Why? Because I think South Carolina is the best team next to Alabama on their schedule.
Okay.
South Carolina.
You're comparing South Carolina and Florida. You're going to make that comparison. Is that?
That's exactly what I'm to a degree.
Hey, can we take a Nick Saban timeout right here?
Sure.
Let's just do a check here. Folks, can you hear us now? Eddie can hear us. Sheila can hear us. How about over that way? Okay, we're in good shape.
Okay.
Thank you, Jay. So we're rolling now
We just had to change headsets.
That's it.
Again, I feel like a coach with this.
Now go on and tell this Alabama stuff.
Okay,
so you can make Eddie smile.
I'm going to tell you this again. The difference in Alabama and the Auburn schedule is not as great as a lot of people think it is. Okay? Here's why.
He's smiling big.
I know he is. And I said, other than the common games that they have, the other two SEC games that Alabama has is Florida-Tennessee. The two games Auburn has is South Carolina and Georgia. And while I give you South Carolina is the best team on Auburn's schedule other than Alabama, okay? Jason, you got me?
I got you, Ronnie. I'm listening.
Okay, you're listening to me. All right? So I'll give you that one, so I'll take that one out of the play. I'm saying Florida, who we know they finished up 4-8 last year, but I can assure you their talent is better than 4-8.
But they're still 4-8.
It don't matter. They got people hurt all year, the most decimated team in college football. If they had not been hurt, Florida wins 9, maybe 10 games.
I don't believe that, but okay.
Of course you believe that.
No, I don't believe that.
You don't believe Florida's talent's that good?
No.
Okay. Here's my take.
You're saying Florida's talent's that good because they're playing Alabama. If they were playing Auburn, you would say they were 4-8 team.
I'm saying they were 4-8 because their best people got hurt. If they had got hurt, they'd won 9 or 10 games.
I don't think they go that far.
Okay. Florida, I'm comparing Florida to Georgia. I think Florida is every bit as good as Georgia.
Oh, Ronnie. Ronnie,
you don't believe that?
No, no way.
Okay, that's my take. Florida is as good as Georgia.
Okay,
they will win as many games at the end of the season as Georgia will win.
For entertainment purposes only.
For entertainment purposes.
Would you like to wager on that?
That's right. Okay, then you got Tennessee. Tennessee was 5-7. Tennessee wasn't very good. Tennessee's still not going to be very good. Okay, you got West Virginia. West Virginia was 4-8. Okay.
So if you compared Florida and Georgia, you've got to compare Tennessee to South Carolina.
No, I'm giving you that one. That's what I'm saying. They are better. I'm saying Florida is going to be comparative to Georgia this year.
Okay.
Okay. I'm also telling you then that Alabama plays Florida Atlantic, and I'm going to tell you, and Auburn's playing San Jose State. I'm telling you they're the same. I think that's a wash. Okay.
I can probably go for that.
Yeah. Well, both of them were 6-6. Also, I did not know this, and nobody cares. Florida Atlantic's defense ranked 6th in the nation last year. 6th.
Who did they play?
Huh?
Who did they play? They played a good schedule.
Yeah, they played a good schedule. Okay. All right. The next on there, West Virginia for Alabama. I think West Virginia. Comparative, they were 4-8. They had people hurt. They're going to be better. I'm going to go out on the limb. I'm saying West Virginia is not far behind K-State, even though their record's not the same.
Ronnie, you have been out in the sun, or you have been running around with Nick Marshall.
Yeah, I know. That's my comparison. Now, then the other comparison is Southern Miss and Louisiana Tech. I don't think there's a dime's difference in Southern Miss and Louisiana Tech.
I'll give you that.
Okay. And then the other two games are just washed out. They're 1AA's. Alabama plays Western Carolina. Auburn plays Samford. That's 2 wins for both of them. So in my comparison, the only tougher game on the schedule that Auburn has over Alabama is South Carolina. What do you think?
No, I still think Georgia is better than Florida. If you look at the ratings all over the nation, people have Georgia, some even as high as being in the Final Four.
Well, it's just ridiculous. They're not that.
Dan, the knowledge man that joins us every Thursday.
Yes, I know.
Is big on Georgia.
I know, but I'm not.
Well,
I never have been.
Bless you.
Florida's as good as Georgia.
I can't go for that.
That's the only difference. That's the only difference in the schedule, in my opinion, is. South Carolina is the best team Auburn will play other than Alabama.
I don't see it running. I'm not going to go with it. But anyway, we'll move on from that because I'll never believe it.
Stats don't lie.
Alabama fans will change numbers, kind of like the national championship.
I did not change it.
That's one of Eddie's favorite topics, and we'll talk about that.
I didn't change any numbers, I promise. That's all legit.
Do you really think, and this is off the subject, Alabama's national championships?
Which ones?
Yeah, which ones? Because you claim one for almost every year. How about the year there's 20-something teams finished with a better record, yet Alabama's crowned the national champion?
Shouldn't they be? Yeah. Oh, see, Eddie, he's pouring it on.
Eddie's always ready.
Hey, let me ask you, Jason, if you're a college recruit, okay, if you have aspirations and you're going to play at the next level, and if you go to, this is not a throw off on Auburn or anybody.
No, you wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not here. But I think it's, there has to be something to it when Alabama, they are the recruiting winners basically every year. They won it 5 out of 6 years. So if you take a kid who has aspirations of playing professional football, and if he walks in to the facilities of Alabama and walks into the Paul Bryant Museum, and he looks at all those national championships, and then he goes somewhere else, and there's not as many national championships, who has the advantage to recruit?
No, there's no doubt Alabama has.
Yeah, I'm just saying there's an advantage.
Yeah,
there.
I don't deny that at all. Alabama has a huge advantage recruiting. Alabama has been on top of the football world, but I don't think it's any longer. I think Auburn, there's a new day. Gus Malzahn has turned Auburn football program around.
In one year.
Okay. The talent was there.
I'm not saying they never had talent.
The talent was there.
I'm saying their talent's not as good.
The man calling the signals has changed. So.
It is.
And I think you see a new day at Auburn.
Oh, good grief. I can't convince you at all, can I?
No. No way. Eddie can't convince me. Can't convince me.
You're just a hardcore.
Hey, that's the only way to be. I would give out another moolah clue right now, but since...
You want to dig some more out of your pocket?
No more.
Okay, well, all right then.
Since Cindy's kinfolks have won it, we'll move on. Hey, how about a trivia question? Can somebody give me...
Trivia question.
The last time Coleman High School were region champions. Give me the year the last time Coleman High School were region champions. What did I hear? 2001? You got to holler loud. We've got these headsets on. I can't hear, so just scream it loud.
2008.
No, close.
You're just going to keep whining.
That question's closed now. Because if we keep guessing, we'll get it.
Oh, my God.
2009, last time.
Okay, I have a trivia question right here. We, inside this building, we have one individual who will be playing college football. What school is represented in here right now where a student... Who said that?
Who?
Tennessee
Tech. It.
That's exactly right.
Hey, go back there and grab whatever you want off the table.
Chandler Nelson is here. Chandler went to West Point High School. He will be attending Tennessee Tech on a football scholarship. If you see him, you will understand why.
Hey, Chandler, stand up for us. Hey, that's a man right there.
Congratulations to Chandler for representing Cumming County Schools very well. Hope he does a great job at Tennessee Tech.
Hey, we've got...
Hey, I got another. Here's your trivia. Speaking of Tennessee Tech. Do I got mine now?
Yeah.
If you can name the head football coach, Tennessee Tech, in 10 seconds, you win a prize. 10. 9.
And Chandler's excluded from this.
Chandler already gave it out.
Did he?
He did.
Chandler,
who's the head football coach? All right, don't say anything, Chandler. Here's the next question. Watson Brown, before he was the head football coach at Tennessee Tech, what college was he head football coach of? UAB. Who got that one? Cindy?
Two times in a row. He done one.
Cindy said she won that.
Did Cindy win it? He won the last one, so get you something.
All right.
Do what? I don't have any
before
idea.
Before UAB, Watson Brown. Vandy, absolutely. The Vanderbilt Commodores.
Hey, we talked about earlier the mix of Alabama versus Auburn fans.
It's overwhelming now.
It probably is. We're in Coleman County.
Of course.
A conservative county. So.
A bright county.
Hey, if you are an Alabama fan, let's hear Roll Tide. Oh, that was weak.
That's weak.
Okay.
That is weak.
If you're an Auburn fan, let's hear a War Eagle. I think Auburn outdone.
I think. I don't, yeah, I'll give you that, but I don't think either one of them was very proud of their school on that, was it? Okay.
Hey, Eddie, step on up here. Hey, Jay, have you got the visitor's mic? Okay.
He can have mine.
Let him put on your headset here just a minute. And then I'm going to let Sheila put on a headset with you.
That is a knife. Bring a knife to your gun.
We have got Eddie Gwynn, famous on Facebook for rubbing Auburn and rubbing all the Auburn fans.
Now I'm here to brag about Auburn a little bit today.
Hey, first tell everybody, Eddie, where you went to college, where you carried the football.
I carried the ball a little bit at Livingston, but that's about it. Very little.
Okay, and what about, you're a big supporter of the Gamecocks.
I'm a big supporter of GSU. They are playing at 6:30 tomorrow night against Michigan State on the Big Ten Network. Be sure to watch. That's where I graduated from.
Okay, Eddie, I'm not even going to argue the Auburn-Alabama thing with you. Because you're not going to change my mind.
I think we should say some positive things about it. You know, how many years is it since the SEC's, we're going for 10 in a row this year?
10 in a row appearances?
National championships?
I know where this is going, and the Auburn losing the game last year against Florida State.
But one thing I do want to brag about Auburn a little bit, though, and I'm being very serious about this. I'm very proud that Auburn is starting a quarterback this week without a record. I don't think he's been in jail. So that's good. That is a very positive thing for the Auburn Tigers, and I think that should be mentioned as we're standing here discussing.
And, Eddie, the only thing I'm going to say about that is at least we've got a quarterback.
You do.
We can name a quarterback.
You do. You know, and it's – I think what Gus has done as far as his discipline, everything's been great. His no-weed policy and, you know, I don't know where Nick Marshall's going to be playing this year. I figured he may be up at – is he at Alabama A&M near Huntsville? I mean, because that way, if he needs to get high, they could probably take him over to the Space and Rocket Center, maybe, and take him up in one of those rockets or something to kind of help him out. Where is Nick playing this year? Because I know Gus said that you would not be playing if you were caught with weed. So I'm just curious where he's going to be playing college ball.
Hey, Eddie, folks, for those of you that don't know Eddie, he may have been visiting the front of this building a little too long. So
Nah, just playing. I want to give Jason a hard time. But, I think we got a great season coming up. I think
give me Alabama's record. At the end of the year, Alabama's record.
We'll stumble one somewhere along the way.
So 11-1. Yep. What do you say on Auburn?
I think you'll stumble twice along the way.
You going to say who to?
I believe LSU and Alabama.
LSU and Alabama.
All right, what are you going to say about Alabama?
I'm going to say Alabama loses to Ole Miss and to Auburn.
Jason has definitely been at the front of the bar.
Ole Miss.
I mean, I'm listening all the way up here. Nobody can even name Ole Miss's quarterback. They can't even name Bush Jones, Tennessee's coach.
How many points does that put on the board?
Ole Miss?
It don't matter what, if people can name a quarterback.
What did Obo say last year when he played Alabama?
I don't know. I don't keep up with Alabama.
Bo said he would do better than Texas A&M's offense. How many points did they score?
Hey, write it down.
I don't even think they didn't even have 100-yard total yards, did they?
Write it down. I'm not going to argue.
I mean, you know, I'm not arguing. I'm just stating the fact.
Hey, Ronnie, start making your way back over here. We're fixing to cut Mr. Gwynn off.
So, who's going to win?
Alabama in the Final Four?
Yep, Auburn in the Final Four.
No way. If you're picking Alabama.
I'm saying Alabama in the Final Four. I'm saying you're thinking Auburn's in the Final Four.
I don't know if Auburn makes it or not, to be honest, but I don't think Alabama does.
What is your reasoning why Auburn won't make it?
Auburn, good chance to lose at Georgia, good chance to lose in the SEC championship.
Yeah, and I will have to agree with you. I do believe that Georgia's going to be better than Florida, so we will agree on that one.
Would you give me that Auburn's schedule is tougher than Alabama?
I will say Auburn's schedule is slightly tougher than Alabama with the Kansas State and the Georgia scenario involved in it. I will give you that much on the strength of schedule.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay, Eddie, we're going to continue to agree to disagree.
Well, Jason, that's what makes the season good. You know, it's a good start, so I'm sure we'll have some nice, lengthy, long battles along the way. You know, and I do appreciate you not bringing Sheila up here because she is a friend of mine, and I do respect her, and I'd hate to
Sheila is
have to have
Sheila, go ahead and start
her.
Making your way up here and talk to Ronnie.
I'd hate to have to embarrass her along the way.
Is Brent not with you?
Now, Jason, I do want to ask you a question, though, seriously, about the offensive advantages in college football now. Do you think it's fair that an offensive lineman can block 6 yards down the field and you can still pass the ball?
I don't see
that. I mean, if you're a cornerback, what is going to be your key if it's a run or a pass?
Hey.
No, you're what's
same,
your key?
Same rule. No matter what the rule is, it's the same rule both ways. Because it don't fit Saban's scheme, you're going to end up in
the – What is Saban's scheme? That was our scheme when we played.
You're going to end up in
– I mean, we've got a football coach in here. He understands you can't block 7 yards down the field.
But you're going to – I know where this is going.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'm just saying if you're a cornerback, how do you know if it's going to be a run or a pass if you can block 7 yards down the field? I mean, if my key is the tight end or the left tackle or right tackle, whatever side I'm on.
Are the rules different for Alabama?
No, the rule has changed. That has been the rule since the existence of football.
I'm not going to argue it anymore.
It's the fact. How can you not argue the fact? You cannot. You should not be allowed to block 7 yards downfield and throw the ball.
Ronnie, make your way back up there. Take your headset off, this man.
Ronnie, it's a knife and a gunfight again. You know, it's that Auburn stumble. I don't understand why they can't, because Saban said they couldn't. When I played football, you couldn't block 7 yards down the field. Saban wasn't coaching then. He's probably playing somewhere. But Saban said it, so it's true.
All right.
I think Ronnie's enjoying this, Jason.
Ronnie, he's been out in the sun too long if he's enjoying it.
Is that what it is?
Jay, how long are we from a break? We got to get Eddie off here somewhere or another. Hey, we're going to a break, folks. We'll be right back with the Ronnie back in the headset.
It's another beat down in T-Town. It's like 2014 right here, baby.
This is not representative of all Alabama fans, but, you know, you got the Harvey Upback types, and we've got one with us.
What, just because I stated fact and now you're going to run, now you're going to Updike me?
Hey, a fact's a fact, just like you said.
I agree. A fact is a fact. But, I was just trying to teach you something here. I'm just trying to give you some wisdom. That's what I've always been good to do, is give you wisdom. See, Sheila will agree with me on that.
And Alabama fans wonder why Auburn pulls against Alabama.
What? Because I just stated that you shouldn't be able to block 6 yards down the field because there's a rule in football. Exactly. See, that's a fact.
All right, folks, we're going to a break. We'll be right back with Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. And before our drama begins, we would like to suggest that probably you will like White Cane better than any other soap you have ever used. If you have a washing machine, listen. Get some White Cane from your grocer. Put some in your washer. Not so much, mind you, as the soap you've been using. Put in your clothes. Put in the water, but not so hot as the water you thought you had to have to get things clean. Then turn on the power. Run your wash through and just see with your own eyes what happens. We try to make this radio drama thrilling, but honestly, what a thrill you have when you see clothes washed with this different kind of soap. Save on your soap bill. Save on your gas bill. Save on your clothes bill. You'll say, I love White King granulated soap.
Welcome back to the Sports Talk Live down under at Grumpy's. And if you're at home, you're probably seeing this. We've just been made aware of South Carolina trailing early in the game. And, wow, that's a surprise there, Ronnie.
Yes, it is, but I think South Carolina's going to win the game anyway when it's all said and done. So, hey, I've got something I got to show everybody. You don't know anything about this, but you're about to.
Oh, folks on the radio can't see this.
Jason put out a challenge that if we had 45 people to come, that I would put on an Auburn shirt, and he would put on an Alabama shirt, and we would do the ice bucket challenge. Right? Did you say that?
That's right.
And you brought an Auburn shirt for me to wear.
I think if my wife bought one.
Kathy, you brought me a t-shirt to wear? Okay. I have brought a t-shirt for Jason to wear that's in Alabama. And I have it in my pocket. Jason?
Yeah.
This is what you'll see Jason Spiegel in when we take the ice.
No, you will not see Jason Spiegel
yes,
in
you,
that.
You said you were going to wear an Alabama shirt.
Okay, then. Before you get my shirt, it will be doctored.
Did you not say that?
Yeah, I'll wear it. I'll wear that.
So this is Jason's shirt. This will give you reason to stay. And for you guys that work with Jason, ever let him live this down right here.
That's about as lower than 80 Gwen.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you do. Here's your shirt, Jason.
Well, the shirt that you wear before you put it on now. So I was nice as always do.
I knew
you were. Normal shirt.
That's a normal shirt.
When did you wear that?
It's Karen's. That's her. But it's yours tonight.
I really appreciate that.
You got it. Hey, can you play a fight song?
Yeah, it'll take me a minute. Give them a trivia question. Something off the top of your head. Coleman County trivia.
Coleman County trivia question on top of my head.
How about a basketball trivia question?
Okay. Here is a trivia question. This is a basketball question. High school basketball. The leading scorer in Coleman County school history, boys, is from what school?
I done heard it.
Exactly.
Who said that? You can't win all of them.
Jared Embry. Now, that's a two-part question that you can't answer. The second part is there is another individual from the same school who also broke the record the same year. Do you know his name? 10, 9. Only one that knows. What? Who is it?
Brittany should know that one.
Cody Pearson. That's exactly right. Two guys from the same school broke the county scoring record. That was in 2000. What? Four? Three? Okay. There you go.
Which the record was held before that by somebody else from Vinemont.
That's right.
Can anybody name who that was?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Who said Darryl Gay?
There you go.
Pick you out something.
Darryl Gay was the previous scoring champion, and then his nephew broke the record.
It's going to take about 15 seconds for that to get loaded up and running. Let me get the prize and talk about something.
All right. As soon as this loads, we're going to play a trivia game. It is a college football fight song. So the first person who can call out the name of the team of this fight song will be the winner. And Jason is going to get something out of there now. What he's going to give you. What, are you going to give him $30 more out of your pocket? You don't have any more printed up? Come on, Daddy.
Okay, we're in good shape.
All right.
Going for a nice Conway Trucking umbrella here. To the first person, just scream it out. Hey, Ronnie, take your headset off so you can hear it here. Eddie, I thought you'd be all over this. Nobody. Georgia Bulldogs. Okay, let's find something a little easier here. First person, shout it out. Nobody knows that. Auburn. All right, who's this one? Nobody gonna get that one. Ohio State Buckeyes. Let's get something a little easier here. Anybody? LSU Tigers. Who? Did you say Auburn?
There you go. And we'll play that again. We got some more of those.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of them.
All right. College fight song.
Hey, Ronnie, we got some other things that somebody might be able to tell us here. So Eddie might know this. I'm not sure. If he don't, I'm sure she will. It may take it a minute to pull up. But
what are you up
come
to?
Come on, baby.
Oh, my.
That ain't even what we want. You know what this one is. It's the next one. Where did it go?
This is what unprofessional radio is like.
Never mind. Here we go. No, that ain't it either.
Can't you find it?
I can't find it. Anyway, it was the Auburn game against Alabama last year. So
you'll find it.
We'll find it and play it before it's over with.
Yeah, I figured you would. Oh, man.
Hey, how about right. Best of out in left field?
You got them.
Before we do some trivia.
You got them. You're going to be that one to do it. What have you got? I know what you got. What's this?
That's
They'll wish they didn't see me in this when I put this on.
Oh, we're going to dock to that one even more before that one's over with.
Thank you. It's like Christmas.
I give a rundown of this weekend while I'm looking for this.
What you got? Yeah, there you are, Jason.
You got to look at the reaction on his face.
Kind of a deer in the headlights there, Jason. But you'll do it. You'll do Alabama proud with that shirt.
Jay, you may have to take us to a break.
Take us to a break, Jay.
I got to find my papers. Hey, is anybody playing cornhole? Chandler. Have you got cornhole going?
Natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Good for you.
why the breakfast grains shot from guns are today more popular than ever before. So don't be missing out. Get both kinds, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies. But make no mistake, they come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you. Stand by. Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies, wheat and shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da-bang, bang. Ask Mother. She knows. Yes, Mother knows that quality comes first in a food. And that's one of the big reasons why Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies are more popular today than ever before. Folks appreciate quality in a food, and only the premium grains of wheat and rice are selected for Sparkies. Then these premium grains are shot from guns, actually exploded to 8 times normal size. Plump, luscious, ready-to-eat morsels, as crisp and tender as nuts in November. And so, when Mother's making out the family shopping list, remember to buy the best. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Football Sports Talk Live, joining Grumpy's here, and Runny, it's time for Out in Left Field.
It's time for one of the popular segments that when we go out in left field, we figure out there are, they walk among us.
There's a lot of people out in left field.
Oh, there's,
it's crowded in left field.
That's right. Nobody's in right field, but there's a lot of people in left field.
Hey, and again, a reminder, folks, we're playing around with this, nothing serious, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, it's just all for fun.
To a lot of these people, it's probably not fun. We're going to do some highlights of what we've covered so far, kind of like the year in review. and then a couple of news stories that we'll get to.
And you have to read them because I can't see, even with my glasses.
Even with glasses.
It's too dark.
That might be a sign you need new glasses.
It might be a sign. You got that right.
Hey, folks, it had to be the number one story making the rounds. The headline reads, Alabama man, and we're going to say his part. Alabama man claims that his part was amputated during what was supposed to be a routine circumcision last month. And come to find out, this is total BS, totally false.
There was no truth in it whatsoever, but it sure was funny when we first read that.
It was a lot funnier when it was true.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It was a lot funnier when it was true.
Birmingham Princeton Hospital said none of the urologists ever performed a circumcision involving the removal of any tissue from this patient. Now, the funny part of the story, people haven't heard it, this guy supposedly had that part removed and then didn't recall when it was.
Sometime in the month of June. He just didn't know what day.
He had a lot of problems there, as you might say, and he ended up suing the doctor, suing the hospital, suing the urology center, and needless to say, he came up empty-handed on all that.
In many different ways.
Okay.
The poor old man from Birmingham.
Birmingham, only in Birmingham.
That's it.
And how about this headline? We went over this one. Man sues his wife for giving birth to an ugly baby.
That was a Chinese or Japanese, wasn't it? Sues his wife.
He sued her and then actually won money.
He divorced her too, didn't he?
Yeah, he divorced her, but actually ended up winning, what was it, about $100,000 or something like that?
Because she had an ugly baby.
Yeah, and she had so many operations and all to change her looks. So, folks, don't go having no ugly baby.
That's it. Have pretty babies.
That's right. All right. In other news, and this was one, Southwest Airline loses passenger Alice Batino. Okay, Alice Batino.
Southwest loses?
Loses a passenger. Not luggage. Now, I've lost my luggage before. I was in Africa and lost my luggage.
Well, that's comforting because we're flying Southwest on Sunday.
Oh, so if...
I'm serious.
If you never come back...
If I never come back, Southwest lost
me. We'll report you to the lost baggage section.
Oh, my gosh.
Alice Batino, 85, was flying home from Denver from Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. SkyCap, working on behalf of Southwest Airlines, promised to be taken... to take her wheelchair directly to her gate, but actually abandoned her along the way. Fatino missed her flight and was stuck in Newark for 11 hours. All right, she gets home, to make this story a little shorter, she gets home, her family's looking for her. She's nowhere in sight. The lady is 85 years old.
Who took her to the airport?
Her family took her to the airport.
And dumped her out like a dog?
Yeah, dumped her out like a dog on the side of the road.
Why didn't they take her to to the gate?
Southwest Airlines put her in a wheelchair and then decided to take a break on the way.
Take a break for 11 hours?
And left her sitting in the airport. So, hey, I tell you a good thing, if you're flying, you claim to be crippled, you go right to the front of the lines.
If you claim to what?
Claim to be crippled.
They put you on the
that works at Disney World, Six Flags.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
Somewhat.
Occasionally, every now and then.
Tell us the story, Ronnie, about the wasp nest.
Oh, the wasp nest. This was in England.
You can remember that one.
I can kind of somewhat.
You don't need your glasses for that.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, the story. This story took place in England. A guy had broken into a store, a home, or something, and had stolen merchandise. Well, the police were out hunting. He ran out through the woods. They couldn't find him until they heard this blood screaming, squealing of somebody in pain. And that's how they found him. Well, the reason he was screaming and crying in pain is because he had to relieve himself, and he did that while
in
the middle of a robbery. He had to go to the bathroom, and so he urinated all over a wasp nest. And the wasps did not take kindly to that, so they proceeded to do what wasps do.
That was,
and that didn't work out well for him.
Oh, we, hey, that's a bad situation.
That's a bad one.
We discussed on our other show the swelling from that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. How would you like to get a picture of that? How would you like to go to jail and have to tell that to guys and the inmates out why you got locked up?
Hey, how about Cameo Crispy? Now get this last name, Crispy, on trial for allegedly setting fire to her ex-husband's home with bacon. Now how about that? You want to do it? Do it with bacon, especially if your last name is Crispy. But the lady intentionally left bacon on too long to burn her
ex-husband's house down.
So
they're out there, Jason.
Hey, they're here in Coleman too.
Yeah. They're probably in here.
I'm not going to comment on that. We're on a commercial. I was going to give speaking of left field.
Yeah.
A update from the South Carolina game. Is South Carolina still getting beat, Jay?
I think it's 10-7.
And you're still sticking with Carolina?
South Carolina won the ball game.
Carolina was what? How much of a favorite?
I have no idea.
I think they were 10.5 for entertainment purposes only.
Of course.
I got something for people here, especially for Eddie. Is he still in here?
Eddie, yeah, he's sitting right there. It's trying to load.
Yeah, and the internet goes out right there, and it is not meant for me to play this.
You know, if you're going to do that, you got to be fair with that. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I will, but it don't look like I'm going to be able to do this one, so.
Well, what's it on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
There you go. Can't hear it.
6.
That was kick 6. If you couldn't hear it, if you're an Alabama fan, just be glad you couldn't hear it. The flute.
Hey, here's a trivia question, folks. What is the name of the player, Auburn player, who ran the kickoff back? Who said Chris Davis? Adam. Hey, Adam needs a better prize for answering all of them anyway. Pass that around to Adam. What was the name of the Alabama kicker? Alabama kicker for an umbrella. Do you know that one too? Who was it? I have no idea. That's more than I know, but Eddie says yes. So we'll take your word on that one. I can't give you anything else. You're like Cindy on this trivia.
He's gonna have to go rent. He's gonna have to get a rent a U-Haul trailer to get that stuff off.
All right, folks. Gonna take a quick break. Come back with a lot of trivia. Gonna give out most everything we have here in this next segment. So, Jay, if you'll take us to about a minute break, let us get our questions in line, and we'll come back and give some things away. You're listening to Talk Live.
The Skelly Oil Company, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. And tonight, I'm going to tell you something I just found out about mittens. Yeah, that's right, mittens. You know, the three little kittens lost their mittens, those things. Well, now, what I found out about mittens is this. You see, we have different kinds of mittens for different parts of the country and for different kinds of weather. Way up in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, they put on two pairs of woolen mittens and a pair of leather ones besides sometimes. Not quite so far north, around Iowa and Illinois, for instance, a single pair of mittens will do if they're good and heavy. And further south, a pair of good fleece-lined gloves will keep the frost out of your fingertips. And way down south, of course, well, gloves are just something to dress up in or work with. And mittens, well, they hardly know what mittens are for. Well, now, and here's the point of the whole story. Think of this. Wouldn't it be silly if all these folks that wear all these different kinds of gloves and mittens, wouldn't it be silly if they all tried to use the same kind of gasoline in their cars? Why, of course it would. They need different kinds of gasoline just as much as they need different kinds of mittens. They need gasoline that's tailor-made to fit their weather. Isn't that right? So look, when you're out driving, watch for the big red, white, and blue sign that marks every Skelly service station. Because that's where you can get Skelly tailor-made gasoline. You see, Skelly tailor-made gasoline is weather-right because it's tailor-made to fit the weather in each part of the country where it's sold. It's weather-right for your car wherever you buy it. So remember what I told you about mittens. Wear mittens that are made for your kind of weather and use gasoline that's weather-right, too. That's Skelly tailor-made gasoline, good old Skelly Aromax. Tell Dad to try a tank full tomorrow. Now, here's something your dad should hear about. Skelly gasoline is tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. It's weather-right for your car. So it not only helps you start faster, it gives you faster pickup, too. If you want your car to pull out in front of traffic, if you want your family car to be the first to get away when it starts at a traffic light, you just ask Dad to try Skelly tailor-made gasoline. And once he tries it, he'll say it's a grand gasoline. And I'll bet he uses it from then on. And boy, oh boy, will you be proud of the way your family car starts and the way it steps out ahead of the rest on the road. Yes, sir, for fast starts and real pickup, tell Dad to try Skelly tailor-made Aromax gasoline tonight.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, update on the game. Texas A&M still in the lead. And I think it's 10-7, Eddie. 10-17. Texas A&M putting a shellacking on the old football coach. Okay, trivia. For those of you here, trivia. Florida, the Florida Gators won its first national title in what year? What year? It's either 95 is close. 94 is close. Florida won its first national title in, I didn't say.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
10. 9.
96. All right, Sheila is a winner. How about this? Ole Miss earned a share of the national title in 1960 with a 9-0-1 record. The tie was with what team? Ole Miss tied with what team? Wasn't Auburn. 1960. LSU. Who said LSU? Here. Fire one out, man.
All right. Here's a question. This is an NFL question. You will have 10 seconds to win. This will be an easy one. Which NFL team at this time was known as the Aints went on a losing streak? There it is. Eddie won it. The New Orleans Saints. Here's you another one. Another trivia. This one will take you longer. Who is the only coach to win both a Super Bowl and a Rose Bowl? 10 seconds. Not him. Not at this time. Not at the time this was printed. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dick Vermeil. Dick Vermeil.
Everybody should have got that.
Everybody should have got
that's
that.
Something you
good just, grief.
You should know that one. You should wake up knowing that one. Hey, here's an easy one. Auburn got a share of its first national title in 1957. Who was the coach of Auburn at that time? You don't want to. Hey, I'll give you this Auburn shaker. You know what? We didn't ever get a count to see how many people was here, so we don't know if we got ice bucketed or not.
I can assure you there's 45 people that's come through here. You're going to put that shirt on.
Whatever.
I can tell you that.
LSU adopted the Tigers as their mascot in what year? It's either 1894, 1896, 1902. Who said 1896? Have both of y'all won?
I got a baseball trivia. How many home runs did baseball great Ty Cobb hit in the three World Series in which he played? You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, not 3, 2, 1. The answer, none. Hey, like that one.
That was a trick question.
That was a trick question.
Okay, let's find another one here. Let's see if we can find an Alabama one. Alabama got a share of its first national title in what year? That what year? You're really close. 25. Here, he deserves a shirt for that one. Hey, our Sports Talk Live shirts are held up, so... I don't care. Eddie, for those of you who can't hear, Eddie won't know if we're going to count that one as a national championship, but Alabama counts so many, we might as well. So. Mississippi, Ole Miss Rebels had its first football team in what year? What year did the Ole Miss Rebels field their first team? 18 what? 92 or 3? 93. How in the world did you know that? That's close enough because they never would have got that close. Ronnie is looking at Alabama questions.
I got one right here. This one's a little bit different. This is not really Alabama football. Here's the question. It is said that the Alabama Million Dollar Band got its name when someone in the press box said what? Not exactly.
He can't win anyway.
That's right. He can't win anyway. Where did the Million Dollar Band get its name, basically? No one knows.
Hey, this is for a cooler.
What was it?
I didn't hear it.
Most televised band. No, the guy's made the statement, your football is not very good, but your band is worth $1 million.
Hey, I like that guy.
That guy's a nut. I bet he didn't make it out of Tuscaloosa.
In 1942, for the cooler, in 1942, Georgia got a share of its first crown despite a loss to what team, losing 27-13? I heard an answer. What was the answer? Auburn. Have you already won?
Yeah.
Okay, skip on. That was a tough question.
Here's another old one. Nobody will get this. If somebody gets this, you double the prize. What year was the elephant first used for the University of Alabama football? That's a good guess, but you're not close. 1930.
Hey, fire another Alabama. I want to give this cooler away.
You want to give the cooler away?
Keep on. I'm going to keep it. Give them a recent, something recent that you can think of.
Well, how about this one? After Bear Bryant finished coaching, how many days was it until he passed away? Bear Bryant. Number of days. 27. Pretty close, Eddie.
Who is Auburn's second game of the season? Everybody knows we play Arkansas the first game. Second game of the season. Vinemont. Second game.
That makes you proud as a son of a son-in-law, isn't it?
Who? Oh, yeah. Pass that on around to Chandler. Chandler, the big guy from Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee Tech. Here's another Alabama question. Van Tiffin kicked the field goal in, I think it was 1985, to defeat Auburn. Who was Alabama's head football coach? Ray Perkins. Bingo. Ray Perkins. Okay, this will be an Auburn trivia. With that same game in 1985, Van Tiffin kicked the field goal to win. Ray Perkins was Alabama's head coach. Who was Auburn's head coach? Pat Dye?
I don't even know what you said.
I don't know the answer.
What?
Is it Pat Dye? Pat Dye. Pat Dye.
Who won?
Pat Dye was a coach when Van Tiffin kicked the field goal. A hard question for the big umbrella. Boy, I need that put in my golf bag. You may have to find one here. But it doesn't need to be. If it's either an Alabama or Auburn, then the other folks are going to complain because they won't know it. Oh, the Pat Dye question.
Okay, give us a good question for the umbrella.
That's what I'm trying to.
How many people here have won so far? If you won, raise your hand. Okay, this is easy question
for the umbrella.
Yeah, for those that hadn't won. Nick Marshall will not be starting in the first game. Who will start for Auburn at quarterback?
Probation.
Hey, we're taking that home with us.
You had that rigged.
That's rigged.
It's rigged. Oh, man.
Hey, Jay, we're about out of stuff. Take us to a break, and we're going to come back with some maybe high school football rankings and try to finish this thing out. So, folks, we'll be right back after this break from Grumpy's Down Under.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Elka pudding gets the ring.
For those who say top value, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
A while ago, we explained to you veterans and to your families how important it is for patients in Veterans Administration tuberculosis hospitals to cooperate with the doctors. Now, you see, if a tuberculosis patient insists on leaving the hospital prematurely against the advice of his doctor, well, that's his right. But you can see how dangerous this could be. Danger to the patient himself, in that he drags out his illness, makes his own recovery more difficult. Danger that he may expose to serious infection those he loves best, his family at home. Now, therein lies a great responsibility for tuberculosis patients and for their families. Following the doctor's advice may be hard, but it's sure to be wise. Remember, your doctor wants you to get well just as soon as possible. He's doing his part conscientiously. Do yours. Accept his professional advice. Stay in the hospital until your VA doctor tells you that you're well enough to go home.
Okay, welcome back to Sports Talk Live 95.5 at Grumpy's. Ball game going on in front of us, and looks like an upset, Ronnie.
Could be.
You still sticking?
Oh, yeah. It's just three. It's just second quarter.
Hey.
They ain't even got loosened up.
The old ball coach will pull them through.
He'll get them at halftime.
So you want to talk a little SEC football?
Well, I think we need to pick who our winners are going to be for the first week, and I'll try to call them out. I've already.
Let's go for a lunch on this one.
You and I going for lunch on who gets the most games right.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Don't forget you have a live audience that's going to tell you if you're right or wrong.
That's it. That's right. All right. Here are our SEC picks for the week. Alabama plays West Virginia. I'm taking Alabama. Jason.
Alabama.
Alabama.
What do y'all say? Alabama?
Did you want to think about that?
Alabama, West Virginia, Alabama, right? Okay, next pick, we have the Arkansas Razorbacks at the Auburn Tigers. I'm taking Auburn.
Auburn. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about that. Okay.
Eddie, what do you say on that one? Even Eddie's picking Auburn.
I can't see it. Jason's going to have to read them. I can't see them. That's Florida.
Okay, Florida plays the always tough Idaho.
Idaho.
Idaho making house potatoes, but they don't play football.
They don't play
Florida
football.
Florida Gators.
I'm taking Florida.
Georgia.
Who
Clemson.
You taking? Florida.
You have to ask.
Okay. All right.
Florida. No, Idaho in an upset.
Idaho in an upset. They'll beat your eyes out.
Georgia. Clemson.
I am taking Clemson over Georgia.
Nope. The Bulldogs get it done.
I'm just telling you, I don't have any faith in Clemson.
Georgia. Georgia.
Who you got?
I got Georgia.
All right. You got Georgia. I got Clemson.
Kentucky, UT Martin.
I'm going to take the Wildcats.
Wildcats.
They got a heck of a...
It's going to be one of three wins.
Yeah, that's right. They'll be better.
LSU, Wisconsin.
I'm taking LSU.
Boy, this is a tough one for me. I'm going to take LSU just because they're in the SEC.
Just because I did?
Yeah, just I'm going to be like you.
You won't be like me.
Mississippi State, Southern Miss.
I'm going to take Mississippi State.
We'll agree again.
I'm not sold on Mississippi State like a lot of, you know, ESPN folks are.
Missouri, South Dakota State.
Missouri.
You know, you always look for South Dakota State to be up there in that top 10.
Hey, you ever seen North Dakota State play?
Yeah, I have.
Good club.
Missouri wins that one, no doubt.
Yep.
This will be an interesting game later tonight, I think.
It Ole comes Miss, on tonight Boise on State. ESPN, not sure about the time, but it's on tonight. Boise State and Ole Miss. I'm taking Boise State.
You're only doing that because I picked Ole Miss to beat Alabama.
That's exactly right.
Ole Miss wins this one going away.
But you better hope they do.
South Carolina, Texas A&M on right now.
It's already on. I've already.
You're staying with
I'm South sticking
Carolina.
With South Carolina.
I'm sticking with them, too.
Eddie's jump ship going to Texas A&M. Carolina wins the game.
Tennessee, Utah State.
That's a tough, but I take Tennessee.
I got to go with the Volunteers to Tennessee.
Oh, Rocky Top.
Okay, the last one, Vanderbilt, Temple. That's one everybody's going to stay up late.
That, yeah, that's going to be a sellout.
Oh,
well, people be standing in line to get that ticket.
I'm taking Vandy.
I want to take Vandy, too. Vandy, Temple about 3 years ago had a pretty decent team and covered the line a lot that year. The only reason I know.
Reminds me, here's a trivia question. Let me see how I can ask this one. The former head football coach at the University of Temple is now the head football coach of what college in the state of Alabama? 10 seconds. 10, 9. Chandler, do I need to repeat the question? Repeat the question. The former head football coach of Temple is now the head football coach of what school in the state of Alabama? 10 seconds. 10. UNA, Bobby Wallace. Bobby Wallace. Okay. Here's another trivia. If you get this, go get something off the table. This will be local. There's an individual who played at the University of North Alabama, and okay, that was going to be the answer.
Hey, that is like the game shows, you see.
Yeah. The question was going to be, what local player has 3 national championship rings from UNA? A.J. Lamar, a graduate of Coleman High School. There you go.
Hey, I see a young man here that's here to pick up some Auburn tickets.
Here to pick up Auburn tickets.
If my eyes are not playing a trick on me.
Who's picking up Auburn tickets?
Right there. That's the man with the plan. He was out on the field after the Auburn-Alabama game last year.
Is that right?
He is here to pick up tickets.
Well, lucky him.
All right. High school football, Ronnie.
Yes.
I'm going to give you my rankings. You tell me if you agree, disagree, or...
Hey. Okay.
Doing good. Hold on a minute.
Jason's trying to give away some Auburn tickets.
Yeah, trying to give them away.
Good luck with that.
Come on, Ronnie.
Nah, just messing with you.
I'm going to give you my rankings.
High
school, can agree, disagree.
High school rankings?
High school rankings.
Okay.
And folks, those of you listening, this is not based strictly on who we think would beat who, but it is kind of boils down to how they're doing in their classification, and this will mean more as the season goes on.
Yeah.
How many they've lost against teams.
It wouldn't be fair to us to base everybody on who can beat everybody, because
right.
In most cases, Coleman should beat, you know, your county schools just because they, you know, double the number of players and those kind of things. So we don't want to base it like that.
Right. So
lay it on me, Jason.
I'm sure going to be a lot of disagreement with this. Hey, but that's fine. We'll see as the year goes on. I got my number one team to start the year, the Huntsville Bulldogs. Based on what they did last year and what they've got coming back, we'll find out a lot about them Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
They play Fairview tomorrow.
We will see, which brings me to my number two team, the Fairview Aggies. 1-2 in my book, playing the first game of the year.
First game of the year. And it was a heck of a game last year. I think Huntsville beat them by 2.
And there's folks passing out right now because Coleman is
not number one. That's right.
But Coleman is 0-1 right now. And as we said, they line up against Huntsville Fairview. They may beat Huntsville Fairview.
That's right.
Not saying that, but it's based on some other
factors.
Number three, Coleman Bearcats.
I agree. I'm with you on the top three.
Okay. Number four, Cold Springs Eagles. Coming in at 1-0. Well, I think they've got a good chance to go 2-0 this week, so I'm putting them as my number four team.
I can't disagree with you there.
My number five team, the West Point Warriors.
West Point coming in at 5.
West Point coming in at 5. I think they'll be improved this year. Will they be improved enough to be number 5? I don't know.
I don't know. We shall find out.
Number 6, Vinemont Eagles.
Vinemont coming in at number 6, and you're basing that on the fact that they started out 3-0 and then they lost 7 in a row.
I think they were on a hot streak at the end of the year going 0-7. So.
Well, they're going to change it up. And number 6, Vinemont.
Number 7, Good Hope. Good Hope had a good year last year, but they've lost a lot of players.
And I think this year,
you know, the Jamboree, if that is any indication, you know, Vimont handed it to them pretty good.
Right.
During the Jamboree game. So there you go. I think I hate to, but I think I would agree with all those picks.
Well, good deal. So we will agree on the number 18, the Holly Pond Broncos.
That's right.
And
hopefully they'll get on the winning side this year.
Yeah, I want to see them on the winning side, but until they show me some W's, it's hard to get them off
that
number 8 spot.
I could not agree more, Jason.
Hey, so at least we may not agree on college football, but
we agree on high school football. You got it.
And folks, after this weekend, next week, we will name our player of the week. Talk about that a little bit, Ronnie, what we're going to be looking at. You know, a lot of people think it all boils down to how many yards somebody has, but it's not necessarily going to be how many yards you have.
Yeah, so, you know, we're using, you know, you're going to use several different factors to come up with, you know, who our player of the week is. You know, sometimes that may be, you know, that may be an offensive lineman.
Right.
Because those guys, you know, they rarely get any, you know, any praise, any glory, any recognition. It's always, you know, the back or the quarterback or, you know, whoever's behind them. So it may very well be who played well up front. Maybe somebody who played, you know, made a great play, did well defensively. It's not always going to be the person on the offensive side of the ball that gets the most yards or passes for the most yards. Be a little different.
And Player of the Week sponsored by none other than
People's Bank.
Yeah. And, man, People's Bank here tonight gave away a ton of stuff. They brought the truck.
Yes.
Unloaded it.
Yes, they did. Jimmy was here earlier and sat in, you know, first segment with you. They've been great to us. They sponsor several of our segments. So, you know, I would just say, hey, folks, if you're looking for somewhere to put your money, People's Bank wouldn't be a bad choice.
And if you don't feel comfortable with People's Bank, you can always see Jason Spiegel.
I always see Jason Spiegel put in his account.
We will spend it somewhere or another. We'll go to an Auburn football game or something.
I'm sure you would. All right.
Hey, Sheila, it's time for you to put on the headset and go with Ronnie here. Come on. Hey, everybody, let's hear it for Sheila putting on the headset for a minute. She's going to be the Auburn representative. No, we're going straight to this. We don't break around here.
Then we'll go to a break after that.
And I can promise you, Ronnie will not be near as bad as Eddie was.
No. Eddie just told you the truth, didn't he, Jason?
How have you taught me?
Just normal.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right, Sheila, I got to know, when did you convert to an Auburn fan, or have you always been an Auburn fan?
I've been an Auburn fan for about 15 years, I guess.
And so what was that, the reason for that?
My children.
Your children were Auburn fans?
My children.
Your children converted you.
That's right.
Did Jason had nothing to do with it?
No. Yeah. I don't even like Jason.
Oh, you don't stay away from him. I don't blame you. I don't blame. Okay. What did you do last year, and I hate to say this, when they had the kick six?
You don't what, know.
What was your reaction to that?
I don't know if I can say that. I yelled a lot.
You yelled a lot. A lot of yelling, a lot of screaming.
Yeah.
I will give you, that was extremely exciting for all Auburn fans. It was not excited for any of us that were Alabama fans. I mean, it was just
like. You should just become an Auburn fan.
I can't because of Jason. Jason would never let me live it down. So, but I was like the guy, the kid from Alabama that they kept showing on the TV, you know, with his hands up over his head and his mouth hanging
that
wide
was
open.
Sad.
It was sad.
They showed the little Auburn kids, so that made it all right.
Yeah, for you it made it okay. That's right. How do you think Auburn's going to be this year?
I think they're going to do good.
You think they're going to have a good year?
Yeah.
Will they win as many games they won last year, do you think?
I think so. I think they'll go all the way.
You think they'll go all the way as far as the SEC, or you think they'll be
SEC,
back in the
SEC? Yeah, and I think they'll go all the way.
You think they're going to be in a national championship?
Yes,
again?
I do.
Oh my goodness!
And I'll tell you something else. I don't think Florida State's going to be there.
has she had too many of those?
They're going all the way.
They're going. Okay, who's it going to be? Okay, if we're going to do that, who are your four picks in the playoff?
Oh gosh, I can't do that.
Okay, you got Florida.
Florida
you got
State.
Auburn.
I think Florida State's going to lose a couple games. I think you're going to be food.
I think Florida State could lose a game.
I think they're going to lose two.
They're going to lose two.
I don't even think they're going to be there.
You don't think they're going to be the final four? Okay,
no.
So you got Auburn.
I don't know. I don't know those conferences, how they work. Who could
Yeah, well, and really none of us know. Any guess? Yeah. Is bottom line is, you think Auburn's going to be playing for a national championship?
I do, but I don't think it'll be Florida State.
Okay. Yeah, but you think they're going to win?
I think they're going to win.
So,
I bet you.
Well, even with their schedule like it is,
yep.
You don't see any. Do you see
any?
I was
games? Worried about South Carolina, but not so much anymore.
Well, yeah, they're down 10.
I know. Not so much.
I picked them to win.
I told you the other day. No, I told you they weren't going to be that good. You made fun of me.
Yes, you did.
You made fun of me.
You'd be like Jimmy the Greek, you know, the old guy that used to be on the CBS
Sports.
And
Florida State's going to lose, you tell
me. Florida State.
They're going to lose.
So everybody's heard it now. Florida
and
State's going to lose again.
Georgia's not going to be that good.
I agree. I don't think Georgia
there
is either.
We agree on something.
We agree on that. You're right, Sheila. So do you get to go down to any? You go down to any of the games?
Oh, yeah. I always go to opening day and a couple more, but my grandson's playing Fireplug.
Okay.
His game's at 2, and Auburn plays at 3.
Okay.
So it's got to be a hurry up.
It'll have a hurry, have a hot clock, keep the clock running, and get home.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
But so, you watch, Auburn's going to be there.
Well, you know, they may. If they are, I hope there's 2 SEC teams.
And you know what? If it's not Auburn, I hope it's Alabama.
Yeah. I still think it'll be Alabama.
No, you're wrong.
So, but we'll see how it goes.
Adam actually thinks Auburn's going to make it this year too. He
Does
told
he?
Me, yeah. You think Auburn's going to the national championship? Adam, you told me that. He coaches at Coastal there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great.
It's going to be Auburn, Eddie.
Yeah.
Huh? See,
Auburn and Ole Miss. Auburn's got a tough road. They
Auburn
got a tough,
does have a tough
road.
I think there's going to be some close games. But,
yeah, there certainly is.
And I think the Alabama game, I don't even know about Alabama yet until I've watched them a couple of times to see that quarterback.
Well, you know, I'm there with you. So
who do you think the quarterback's going to be?
I think it'll be both of them on Saturday.
Until he figures out
until
who's
he
good.
Figures out, until somebody steps up and takes it. That's what I think. I think he'll play both of them. I think he'll play Blake Sims because Blake Sims has been there for 4 years. He hasn't been in trouble. He's been a model student. And
not
I think
in trouble?
Saban, Not Sims. Most of them have, but not him. But so I think Saban will give him a chance just because
I
he respects respects the kid for being there and staying out of
trouble. Have you ever seen that other guy play?
Never.
Me either. So I mean,
just all the talk.
Just back up to Winston.
That's it. So we will find out.
We'll find out.
Hey,
how y'all think our quarterback's going to sit out? Think he'll be able to sit out the whole game?
No, he won't sit the whole game.
If we're ahead, he will.
If you're ahead, if I were to ahead. Marshall, he will sit longer than if it's much closer.
But if
it
gets close.
Oh, he'll be in there as fast
there you
as
go.
He can grab him by the helmet
go.
And throw him in. That's exactly right. Well, hey, thanks to you. Thanks
You're
for coming
welcome.
Up. Thanks for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
Jay, can you take us to a break, bud? Thanks. We'll be right back.
Soon you'll be able to walk into your Admiral dealer's store and confidently buy the style radio or radio phonograph you want. The selection of Admiral radios will be complete. There'll be radio phonographs with the famous Admiral exclusive features, slide away that makes loading and unloading your record changer so easy, and the foolproof Admiral automatic record changer. There'll be consoles and table models and newly designed cabinets of fine woods and modern plastics. There'll be farm sets and portables in many styles and sizes, including the popular Admiral Bantam, the camera-type radio that operates on alternating current, direct current, or self-contained batteries. There'll be new electronic refinements in AM, FM, and shortwave reception. And now about television. Admiral's extensive research assures television receivers with true Admiral quality. So, whatever you want in radio, you'll find it in an Admiral, America's smart set. You can get a very good idea of what Admiral will offer if you'll write for a free copy of the new full-colored booklet entitled It's a Promise from Admiral. Just write your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Admiral in care of this radio station. That's all. Just your name and address mailed to Admiral at this station.
Okay,
Hey, welcome back to Sports Talk Live on a Thursday night, getting close to the weekend, running, getting close to War Eagle and whatever it is y'all
say. Right. War Eagle and a Roll Tide.
Hey, man, this is the weekend I've been waiting on. They're giving rain down on the plains.
Are you going?
Probably still going because my wife will probably make me go.
I got you.
I'm a dedicated Auburn fan, but when the rain starts falling.
Yeah. And the recliner at home invites you, doesn't it?
There's nothing like being in a rainstorm with 85,000 other people.
That's
and
it.
About 80,000 of them are drunk.
Yes. And then somebody puts an umbrella up and the rain pours all over you. Yeah, exactly.
And I can promise you that whoever I'm sitting by will be the drunkest in the stadium.
I got you. Yeah. Hey, we got a couple more shirts. I have two more trivia questions that I'm going to ask, and then we're going to kind of wind this down, and Jason will take us out some other things. My first trivia question is this. This team, if you can name of the team, that has a blue field that they play on. Boise State, that's exactly right. Karen, I think. And I have one more. That's the next one. It was on the other day, as a matter of fact. If you know the team that plays on a red field. Eastern Washington. Now, we got one more. Eastern Washington, who did they play the other night? Betty got it. Sam Houston State. There you go. All right, Jason.
I was playing the part of Giver Outer.
Yeah,
hey, Karen, good on that trivia. You need to take her to a trivia contest.
You're like the girls on Price is Right, weren't you?
Yeah, hey, you do whatever you have to.
Yeah.
Man, this thing's going in, out.
That's all right.
Hey, but we're good.
We're good.
I just feel like I'm going deaf in one of your voices.
That's all right.
Hey, folks, got a lot of things coming up this weekend, but while you're waiting on the weekend to get here, be sure to check out Live 95, live95.com, or Facebook page. What? Coleman? Live95Coleman.com. Always, when I type in the live, it pops up. So, Sports Talk Live, check out our Facebook page. Check out us on Twitter, Coleman, at Coleman Sports. Our website, ColemanSportsTalk.com. The show, same thing tonight, 30 to 40 minutes, probably a little longer than that, probably an hour or so show on demand. Be sure to check that out.
Live 95.
And tomorrow night, live broadcast from the Fairview Haskell game with Friday Night Live.
Yep.
Tommy.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Tommy Warhurst, Jason Cready will be broadcasting that game live. If you're where you can listen to it on your radio, that'd be great. If not, you can stream it from the internet or off of your iPhone. So it gives you multiple ways to listen to the ball game tomorrow night, and that should be a good one.
Right, nothing to it. Hey, if I can do that on TuneIn Radio,
anybody can,
because I'm technologically challenged.
Yeah, well, I'm right behind you.
And go to TuneIn Radio, search 95.5 Coleman or WRJM, and it'll pull it right up, download the app, and you can listen wherever you are.
So, you got it.
In fact, this past week we had somebody listening from South Africa.
My brother,
in South Africa.
That's right.
Was able to stream our show in South Africa.
That's it.
So anything else we need to cover, Jay? You got anything else we need to?
Pretty much.
Hey, let's see what we got left in here.
We got to.
It's starting to heat up.
Yeah.
So let's hear it. All Auburn fans, give me a big War Eagle. All right, Roll Tide.
Great.
Who do you call that?
Alabama.
I call it Auburn.
All right. Hey, thanks for Grumpy's for letting us come and kind of partner with them tonight. We appreciate it. We enjoyed it. Had a ball. We learned from this, and we'll take the show, on the road. So, and Jason, I think there was 45 people or more here. So you're gonna have to change, and you're gonna have to put that Alabama shirt on, and you're gonna have to get yourself wet.
Man, I don't know about that. We'll talk about that after we get off the radio.
All so right.
There may be some things said that need to go out over the air.
And thanks to everybody that came.
We really appreciate the turnout tonight. Not bad at all for a first time. So
you got it.
Again, thanks to People's Bank. Special thanks to Grumpy's for even having us here tonight. And maybe we can do it again sometime. Until then, be sure to check us out on the web. But, Ronnie, I'm going to go with a big war eagle.
And I'll leave you with a big roll tide.
Until next week, folks, we're going to be out of here. We'll see you next Tuesday. Don't forget, Friday Night Live tomorrow night.
Two. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.